Welcome to the Kaizen Creativity Podcast, where we apply the philosophy of continual improvement to our creativity. Each episode takes a scientific principle from creativity and innovation research, and we translate it into practical advice for your creativity. For more, you can visit us at jaredvoley.com. Ideas don't pop into our heads fully formed and ready to launch. The process from initial idea to a finished product that is actually worthy of people's attention can be a rather long one. Each idea develops over time. Your very first attempt at a creative idea is likely only going to capture the general feeling of what you're after. Your earliest work tends to be very abstract in nature. There's some general ideas that you would like to pursue further, but you'll likely find yourself with very few concrete ideas to work with. This is the nature of the creative process. We begin with the abstract, and then we work our way towards a concrete idea. This strategy works really well because it allows us to focus on generic ideas first, and we get those general ideas in place before we start complicating everything with little details. So the very first generation of ideas tends to be very general and very abstract. It's only after you start elaborating on that original idea that you start to see the concrete ideas really form and come together and take a shape that actually starts to make sense. So your initial idea is really generic, but the second idea extends and elaborates on that. Over time, those abstract ideas about what you'd like to achieve, or maybe how you would like to achieve them, that starts to take shape. So at this point, you would be around midway through the creative process. You've been inspired in the beginning, and you've created some kind of abstract idea. Then middle of the way through, you started filling out that idea by converting those abstracts into something more concrete. Towards the end, you keep using elaboration on the old ideas, but you start to put special focus on problem solving and smaller details. And this is where the creative idea really begins to take shape and take a life of its own. In the earliest stage, your creative idea was largely something that was in your head. It was a possibility. It was a dream. But now it's something concrete that you can actually work with. You no longer have to imagine what it would be like because it's right in front of you. Thinking about creativity in this way can take a lot of the pressure off you, especially in the early stages of the creative process. Knowing that your first attempt at a creative idea is allowed to be flawed is something that gives you a lot of freedom. It frees you from all of the stress that you would be feeling trying to get it right on the first shot. You are not only allowed, but you are encouraged to create half-finished ideas early on in the creative process because you don't know what's going to be useful later on. You dream up a wide variety of ideas very early on, and then you elaborate on your favorite ones. And maybe you edit out some of them, but oftentimes you'll see that maybe halfway through this creative project, one of those old ideas that you had actually becomes useful again. So it is a great strategy to allow yourself to create half-finished ideas. As you create today, think about where you are in this process for whatever project you're in. Are you in the early stages of the creative project where you need to work with really generic abstract ideas, where it's a good strategy to dream up a bunch of half-baked ideas that are wild and diverse? Are you in the middle stage where you're trying to convert those generic ideas into something more concrete and usable? Or are you in the final stage where you want to do all the problem solving that you can to make sure that your product is really the best possible form it can take? Hey everybody, during the month of April, the website podchaser.com is going to be donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels for every podcast review that you leave on their site. They're also going to donate another 25 cents for every reply that I leave for your review. And of course, I'm going to take that feedback and find ways to improve the show. You can check it out using the link at the bottom of the show notes.